Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God, the Father of salvation. Blessings be to everyone who is under the sound of my voice. I pray that you will find a closer walk with the Lord or a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. What a wonderful opportunity it is to be here once again, to share this time with you once again. You know, I was feeling in my heart deep compassion for someone that I had met, someone who felt that they were an accident of fate, that they were from the primordial ooze, that they just came into existence by chance. They didn't believe that they were created by God, formed, knit together by God in the womb of their mother. They didn't have that sense of purpose that can only come through the knowledge of the true vine, that can only come through being in the true vine, who is Jesus Christ. By having that motivation and that comfort, that leading, that guiding of the Holy Spirit, by having that strong foundation of the Word of God and the foundations of righteousness that He has established through His Word and through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. We don't have to walk in this world in darkness, and we don't have to wander through this world with no purpose. We don't have to exist or live life in confusion. And we don't have to let life just happen to us. We can go forward in life with hope and with purpose. And we can see the fruitfulness of our lives when we are in right relationship with the Creator God. When we are in right relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. We talked a little yesterday about making this choice of who you will serve, of what kingdom, whether you will walk in darkness or walk in light, whether we will listen to the truth or listen to lies. Jesus Christ, He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. Let me share the scriptures with you. Let's start today in the book of Luke, chapter 9, starting in verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together, that he being Jesus, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have 2 coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into there, abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. The Lord called them and he gave them purpose. There may be some people listening right now who inside they have a longing, they have a desire, a curiosity, a tugging, a compulsion to learn of Jesus, to accept Jesus, to submit to the Word of God. But they may not be able to understand what's going on. They may not be able to humble themselves. They may not be able to follow the direction or that word that is inside of them. They may not be able to decipher what's happening with this pull, this compulsion, this drive to come to Jesus. They may not be able to understand what this is, why it is that they feel compelled to do this or to do that in the name of Jesus for the kingdom. Such as maybe there's something inside saying you need to go to church, you need to read the Bible. Or maybe they hear something saying you need to listen to that person that's always telling you about Jesus and has invited you to go to this Bible study or this, that, or the other. Or maybe it may be something inside of this person, and it may be a prompting, it may be a compulsion in the form of feeling the need to preach the Bible, to preach the gospel, to say that thing for the glory of the Lord that is unpopular, to go forward and do that thing regardless of how things around them look, regardless of how they will be perceived. Maybe they're fighting the impulse, or maybe they're fighting a thought that's telling them that they are not good enough. They're not smart enough. They're not worthy. Maybe they don't feel the support, and they're afraid to step out on the limb and lay it all on the line for Jesus. Maybe there's someone that is trying to find out what their purpose in life is. Why am I here? What is there to life beyond filling my belly or hoarding up riches and material possessions that don't give me joy but for only a minute? These are the issues of life, and they come from the division that God has created by his righteousness. This is not the type of division that we experience in the world that divides people and puts them against each other for race and for class and for politics and the such. This is division that God has put in place to help people to realize who he is and to live full, joyous, and peaceful lives here on the earth, and to, as it stands, and to receive eternal life and eternal blessings in his presence. There is a way, and Jesus said, "I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he came and he showed us through his life the way and the truth. He showed us through his actions the power of God. And then he called his disciples, those that were learning from him, those that followed him, he called them and empowered them to do the same thing. To take this stand. When he gave them powers over devils, he gave them the power to choose to walk in the light. He gave them the power to recognize and obey the truth. And he called them to go out and to teach others and to, through their lives, to allow him, through his spirit, to allow him, God, to work in them so that other people would see God's righteousness manifested. And this has not changed. But what do we do when that choice presents itself to us? What's the inclination of our heart? We have to recognize at some point that we are going to serve something. We can serve our material possessions. Because as our material possessions increase, then somebody has to manage those things. We have to manage our monies. We have to maintain our homes. We have to maintain our cars. We have to keep our clothes up to the latest fashion, and we have to guard these things so that no one steals them. And eventually, we tend to tie our beings to these things. We tend to associate our identity and our self-esteem, our self-worth to these things. And they wind up sitting on the thrones, in the throne rooms of our hearts. We begin to seek these things and serve these things with our heart and our soul. And they become gods. They receive the time and the worship, the devotion and the dedication that we should be giving God. We are carried away by ideologies that in the long run don't lead us into the knowledge of the truth, but separate us from God and lead us into darkness. We take on ideologies that are horizontal. We take on ideologies that are linear. But we should be thinking on heavenly things. We should be looking up and striving to go up one direction, and that's towards God. Not left, not right. And we begin to associate with these things, these ideologies, these paradigms. And they make no mention of God. And if they do, they don't validate him or bring us closer to him. Sometimes we wind up inadvertently, through our associations and our dedications to different ideologies, we inadvertently become party to supporting violence against the very kingdom of God. So, here is a very important point. Let's look at John chapter 6, verse 65. Therefore I said and he said, this is Jesus, he said, therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. The Lord will call you, and the opportunities will present themselves, and it will be plain that the choice has been put before you to serve God. Because he doesn't call you without a purpose. And the purpose that he calls you ultimately is to build his kingdom. And to build his kingdom, you spread his love and you bring people into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And how that is done, how you fulfill that purpose, is your source of self-esteem, your source of joy, your source of adventure and excitement. That's the beauty of your life. It's only realized through serving God. Otherwise, if you're not serving God, what are you serving? And what is the end result of that? And what is the fruit of that? You can eat all you want, but what's going to happen? Is that going to bring you lasting joy and lasting peace? All the money you want, but is that going to bring you joy and lasting peace? It's not the material things. God has not set it up that way. He's given you a purpose, and your purpose can be found in serving Him. But remember, the choice is there before you. Always there before you. Let's go to John 15. And let me read John 15 to you. The verse that I want you to take away with you as people of God. Now I'm speaking to you as people of God. And those of you that don't know God, I want you to understand that God has a purpose for you. And He's knocking at the door of your heart. If you do not know God and you are listening to this broadcast right now, that is the Spirit of God calling you. That is God knocking on your door. That is Jesus saying, open up and let me in. And let me sit on the throne, in the throne room of your heart. Come and learn of me. Serve me, because you're going to serve someone, but if you serve me, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's inviting you to enter into His rest. St. John chapter 15, verse 16. This is what I want you to take away with you. Let's start at 15, I'm sorry, 15 and 16. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You've not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you. Verse 17 and 18 say, these things I have commanded you, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. There's that division. The question, the choice is there before you. Is the compulsion there? Do you want to serve the Lord with more vigor? Do you want to walk more closely to Him? Do you want to learn more of Him? Do you want to realize the purpose that he has ordained you for. If you do, let me share this scripture with you. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts. We'd like for you to join us every Thursday from 4 to 4:30 p.m. on Inspirational Radio WSIV. 1540, or on the internet, WSIV1540.com. Again, you can join us on Thursdays from 4 to 4:30 and Fridays from 1:30 to 2 p.m. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in.